So this is supposed to become our house.
Do you like it?
Yeah, you've decorated it nicely.
Don't you want to take a look around?
Yeah. Nice, with great taste.
I still can't believe we've gotten married, Bazzard.
I feel the same.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I've got a bit of a headache.
Can you hear them?
Yeah.
It seems they don't want to leave. I think they're having a great time tonight.
Yeah, everyone's had a great time. I'll go and wash my hands and face.
All right.
Well, 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 well. Where have you been till this time of night, huh, Miss Attorney? Did you look at your watch? Didn't you think we'd be worried about you? Homer's about to have a heart attack because of you. I'm talking to you, Argavan. Where have you been till this time of night? Do you have a problem that you're not answering me, huh? Why are you walking? Where's the car?
What car?
What do you mean, what car? I asked you where you put the car.
I never had a car.
Why are you talking nonsense? I'm asking you where the car is.
If you mean that guy's car, I burnt it.
What did you do? What did you burn? The car? What do you mean you burnt it?
He got married to his uncle's daughter tonight.
So what if he got married? He got married and you're telling me you burnt the car?
Sina, just leave me alone. I'm asking you to just stop it. Hello.
Hello yourself. Where the hell have you been? Do you know what time it is?
I'm sorry, I lost track of time.
As easy as that. Do you know what I went through till you got here? I worried myself sick. I thought something terrible had happened to you. Where were you till now?
A wedding.
Congratulations, then.
Bazzard got married to his uncle's daughter.
Look, the girl's officially gone nuts. She says she went and burnt the car.
Huh? The car? Argavan? Argavan, dear, what's Sina saying? Is he right?
It's fresh bread. Dad got it for us. He said he wanted to be the one to give us the bread for our first breakfast.
That's very kind of him. Well, well, it smells of life.
Bazzard.
What?
Maybe it might be too soon for me to expect you to tell me your secrets. Anyhow, we're just starting our life together. But I want you to make me a promise.
What promise?
Don't ever lie to me, Bizard. If there's anything, or if anything happens that it's not to my benefit to know about it, all you have to do is say it's best I don't know about it. But don't lie to me, Bizard. All right?
All right.
Give me your tea.
What for?
Give it. No, it's cold. I'll get you another one, okay?
Thank you.
Argavan. Wait, just answer my question. I'm talking to you. You just keep ignoring
me. You're driving me crazy. You're driving me crazy. I burnt it. If you don't believe me, I'll give you directions and you can see it yourself.
No, I know you're crazy enough to do it. Good job for burning it. You think they'll give you a trophy now, huh?
All right, that's enough then. So what do you want?
I wanted to say that this isn't the right way. Revenge means cutting him at the root, not the stalks and the branches. Burning a beat-up car that guy gave you because he didn't need it and wanted to get rid of it. Do you think it's going to take care of anything? If he finds out right now, would
he
even care?
I don't even understand what the things
you're
saying.
That's because you don't listen to me. That's not the way to answer him. The guy, I don't know, if he set your life on fire, then you set his life on fire. Destroy his life. Target him, not his money, hey?
Sure thing, Sina. If I think about getting revenge, I'll let you know for sure. But listen, brother, this is my problem, not yours. Don't get yourself involved in this matter. You got it?
No way, that's wrong. This problem has to do with me, too. My mother is sleeping in the ground right now because of your silly love.
That's enough.
My dad's in prison because of you.
That's enough.
We're up in the air now, to hell with that. But there's no way that I am going to let a little sissy boy who's just come into money play with our lives like this. I'll fix him. I'll take care of him.
Look, if you want to fix anyone, to take care of anyone, fix yourself. You've been telling me for months that you're going to rehab.
I'll go to rehab and I'll stay over there, but before that I'll get my revenge on him.
Without my permission, you won't do a thing, Sina.
Let me see. Did you get our permission for all those damn things you did, huh? For me to have to get permission from you now. Just wait and see what I do to him.
Already, we're late. If I get to work late, I'll have to answer to 1,001 people. Would the world end if for once you took me to work?
I'll be late here. You know how Uncle is. He hates it if I'm late.
Well, at least drop me off somewhere close so I won't be late.
All right, let's go.
Get going after them.
See, now I'm not looking for trouble. No problems.
What problem? No, nothing's gonna happen. Get going.
No way. No, don't even mention it, Soraya. I can't accept a child that is not my child.
What difference does it make, Manusher? What's important is that we raise it ourselves. It'll grow up with our values and traditions. I know many people who've gotten a child from a shelter and are happy now.
Many people can do whatever they like. What's it to us? Look, Soraya, it's more important to me. If in the future the child does something wrong and I want to punish him, if I smack him in the head, I don't want anyone to say I hit an orphan child.
What kind of explanation is that?
It's not an explanation. It's prudence. It's using your head. Soraya, I can't invest in a child that didn't come from the fruit of my loins.
You're just being stubborn with me. Otherwise, you know very well that no child comes into this world corrupt or wicked. Whenever I see a child laughing, my heart just melts. Fine, that's all right. If you don't want it, I won't say a thing. I'll just live my life with my unfulfilled wishes.
Oh, it's starting again. For God's sakes, don't cry. Fine, tell Aunt Fatima to do whatever she needs to.
What, really?
But Soraya, just remember, I haven't promised anything. I have to think about it still.
All right.
We are living our lives so easily right now. Would it be good if a child sitting back there and crying, Daddy, 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 I have to pee, is that good, man? There's no bathroom, shut your mouth, be quiet.
I'd love to have a child.
You are really out of it.
What is it, man?
Hello there, Manuchet. I'll tell Daddy to come down. Daddy, Manuchet's here.
All right, thanks.
His arm, dear. For God's sake, when you go to the factory, don't stress so much, darling.
With the presence of Bezard and Manuchet and some engineers that I've hired, I'm not worried at all. God willing, in a couple of weeks, we'll go on a nice vacation. Just you and me.
Then what about me?
Well, what to do? You can come as well. Just don't drag me around to go shopping, okay?
Sure, Daddy. Just give me and Mom money for shopping, okay?
Ah.
And we'll promise not to want anything else
you
from
said
you,
it.
Right?
Well, you get married, so I'll get rid of you.
Don't even think about it. I'll be hanging around here for a long time, and I won't leave you alone so easily.
She sees everyone as a psychiatric patient, not to mention any suitors.
No way, Mother. Is that how I am?
Yes, you are.
Goodbye.
By the way, Bezard and Bahar are coming down for dinner. I'm going to make green herb stew and lentil stew for you. If you can, come a bit earlier.
Do you want me to get you anything?
We just need a bit of fruit and pastries, and I'll call and have them delivered.
What about for yourself? Gold, necklace, bracelet.
Look, Hessam, I've already gotten so much from you.
But I haven't gotten all that much, Daddy. I want a car with an automatic transmission. This one with the clutch is just killing me in Tehran's traffic.
I'll buy you a fully automatic bicycle, so it won't need gas either. Goodbye. By the way, that thing you always say when you're angry, what was it? I got married so...
I got married so I'd live easier, not to have more problems.
What are you even doing here? Get out of here.
Goodbye.
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 Hessam, dear.
What is it?
You promised. Don't get angry or stressed.
Sure.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, God.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Hello.
Excuse me.
You've been coming on time lately.
Sir, being on time is the first requirement for being successful. You taught me that yourself.
I like that you're sticking to your word.
Sir, I'm at your service.
There are people who like a roller coaster. People enjoy their presence,
Thank
but you don't get anywhere with them. Bezard is one of those people. A fair weather friend who abandoned you at the worst time.
So, is there anything else?
Thank you very much.
Anyhow, I didn't come here to talk about Bezard.
I agree. Right now, it's best to forget about the past and think about the future. You've got a lot of opportunities that you can take advantage of.
In fact, that's the decision that I've made as well. That's why I've come here to get a letter from you that will officially certify that I worked here as an attorney for several years.
Why a certificate?
First of all, for the Bar Association. And then to get a job in another firm. I intend to pay Mr. Shayeki a visit. I've heard he supports attorneys that are starting out.
You mean you don't want to work here anymore?
It's hard for me to work with someone who so easily reveals his colleagues' secrets, you know?
That's interesting. I thought you owed me an apology. But you seem to think the opposite.
It seems that you've forgotten that you told Bezard about my father.
Listen here, my lady. If I were the type to sell someone out, right when you forged a document and showed that stupid guy your father's death certificate, I would have sent a report to the Bar Association and got your license to practice law revoked. So don't try to turn what I did into something it's not.
Look, Mr. Nikar, in my opinion, you are a person that cannot be trusted at all. An opportunistic person that doesn't care about anyone else's interests if it's not to his benefit. Now, if you'd be kind enough to give me that certificate, I'll be on my way. Our business here is done.
I'm very sorry. I can't give a letter validating a person's work to someone who's brought under question the credibility of all attorneys. It's not good for my professional reputation.
Very well. Mr. Nakar. My mother always said a frog thinks it's a king in a pond that has no fish in it.
May she rest in peace.
Don't think you're so great, because you're nothing at all. You can keep the certificate for yourself. I'll figure out a solution for my problem.
Sen, thanks a lot,
go
man.
On.
You're See, the best.
You want me to wait for
No, no, you should go. It may take me
Are you
a while.
Sure about that?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
What is it, Argivan?
Hello, Sina. Where are you?
Nothing. I was a bit upset, so I came out with the guys to get some fresh air. That's all.
You're telling me the truth, right? I don't need to worry.
Yeah, why would I lie? Why don't you come here right now, huh? We're at Darband right now.
Sina, so I don't need to worry, right?
Let me see. You worried about what I said this morning, huh?
I don't know. I was worried you'd get it in your head to do something stupid.
No, man, I was angry then and just said some things. You can be sure I won't do anything.
Very well. Then take care of yourself.
I will.
Goodbye.
What do you want, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, thanks.
I want to see the factory boss, Mr. Farzanfar.
You are?
I'm an acquaintance of his. I wanted to see him for a few minutes.
Hold on a few moments. Let me arrange it. Hello, Ms. Ahmadi. There's a gentleman here who says he's an acquaintance of Mr. Farzanfar. Should he come up? All right. Fine. Goodbye. That building that's straight ahead, the second floor.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem.
Hello. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Do you need anything else?
No, thanks. Please have your tea before it gets cold.
Did you know who I am, sir?
No, I don't recall. Did you used to work here?
No, I'm the brother of Miss Azania. Argivan Azania. The attorney of Bezad, your son-in-law.
Ah, now I recognize you. Your sister's client isn't coming to the factory today.
I didn't come to see him. I came here out of respect in order to congratulate you on your daughter's wedding. I know it's really late, but whenever you take a fish out of water, it's still fresh.
I don't think that we're so close that there's a need for you to congratulate me.
Yes, we are. In a way, we're related. We're actually close relatives.
Do don't beat around the bush so much. Get to the point so I can see what you want to say.
The point is that your son-in-law is my brother-in-law. I mean, he was. He kept it secret from everyone, but it's over now.
Do you come for a moment?
Where to?
Come, my friend.
Let my hand go, sir.
Come, my friend, come. Who are you talking about, kid?
Put your hand down. I'm talking about that bastard, Behzad Faruzanfar.
Lower your voice.
I'm talking about that no-good jerk who came and married my simple sister a few months ago, then started coming up with lame excuses and talking a bunch of nonsense, and then he abandoned and left. And I'm talking about that piece of garbage who caused my poor mother to die because of my sister's life being ruined. I'm talking about that filth who destroyed our lives so that his own would advance and be rescued. Now, do you know who I'm talking about, sir?
Watch your mouth. You can't make these insults stick to Behzad. You're just a junkie who's got his eyes on Behzad's money.
You think I've got eyes on his money? Man, my eyes are way too small to see all of your money. He ruined my sister's life, and I'm going to ruin his. If you knew about it and pretended you didn't, then you've got no honor. But if you didn't know and just found out now, then congratulations. Your son-in-law is rotten to the core.
You have to have evidence for the accusations you're making.
You want evidence? What evidence is stronger than the place that they went to get married, huh? What sign is better than that house that they were living in, huh? What witness is more credible than that good-for-nothing brother-in-law of his who knew everything but didn't make a sound? My sister's life has been ruined. Think about your daughter's life.
Hello there, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Faruzanfar.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Did you want something
Hello.
With me?
Hello. Get in. Let's go.
Where to, sir?
Get in and I'll tell you.
Then allow me to get my coat and briefcase.
You don't need it. Give me the keys.
Sir, allow me. I'll drive myself.
Give it here.
For sure. Excuse me, but you're driving really fast. Excuse me, but has something happened? You look really pale, sir. You look really pale.
Did you know that Behzad had gotten married before?
I don't understand. Behzad had gotten married? Sir, are you joking about this?
So he didn't get married. Maybe you didn't know about it.
So whatever I know, I quickly come and tell you everything I know.
Out of the car. I already know everything, you good-for-nothing liar.
God damn you to hell, Behzad. All my problems are because of you. Sir, I swear I had nothing to do with it. Behzad threatened me. He told me not to tell you anything. He said if I said anything, he'd make his sister divorce me.
Shut that damn mouth of yours, you good-for-nothing worthless jerk. Get out.
Allow me to explain it to you, sir. I had nothing to do with
it. You go, or must I kick you out?
Sure, sure. I'll go. But allow me to explain everything to you. Please.
Get lost. Get out.
Sure. At least allow me to take you home, sir. You're not feeling well. Oh, sir, I've been ruined. Oh, man.
Hello, Father. How are you?
Give the phone to Behzad.
Is there a problem?
Don't ask, just give the phone to Behzad.
You're talking in a way that's making me worried. What's happened? What's wrong?
Don't ask so many questions, girl. Give him the phone.
Sure. Behzad?
Yes?
My father wants to talk to you.
What does he want?
I don't know. He didn't tell me anything, but I think something's happened. Oh, I can smell the stink of the sewer again.
It's not the sewer, darling. It's from the kitchen.
Oh, the food.
Hello? Hi there, Uncle. Sorry, I was brushing my teeth.
Open up your ears and listen to what I'm telling you. You'll stay at the house and won't move an inch.
Everything all right?
It was, but you ruined it.
What have I done?
Stay right there. I'm on my way.
Hello, Malucha. What's happened this time?
Hello, Bazaar. Drop everything you're doing and get the hell out of there. Your uncle's coming after you with a sword. If he gets a hold of you, you'll be chopped into little pieces.
How come? What's happened?
What did you want to happen? He's found out about your marriage to Argovan.
What?
He brought me out into the middle of nowhere and
kicked me out of the car. He said whatever came out of his mouth to me.
How did he find out?
I don't know, man. Someone must have
given us away here. Look, Bazaar, don't stay at the house. Get out of there. Quickly. Yeah, go on.
We've been ruined.
Bazaar.
What?
What's happened?
Nothing. I think Manucha's made a mess again. As usual, I have to go and clean it up.
Where are you going now?
The factory, my darling. The factory. I'll call you.
Bazaar. Are you sure it's nothing else?
Yes, man. What else could it be?
Then why are you so nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. Manucha's just made me angry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, why her? Why my girl? She hasn't done anything wrong. I'm all at fault. I'm the sinner. Why did this have to happen to my girl? Oh, God. Oh, God! Don't let me see the grief and tears of my girl. Take my life, but leave Bahar alone. Oh, God!
Get going. Mehdi, call emergency. He's not doing well. I don't know. He doesn't look good at all.
Check his legs.
Sir.
Emergency.
Sir.
Are you someone call emergency.
Sir.
Someone call emergency,
sir.
Please.
Hey, sir.
Are you okay?
A flower. Something that grows from the ground. But it's always looking for the rays of the sun. It's beautiful. It's full of dignity and modesty and grace. It's alone, but it's full of hope. One day I went to a lagoon and sat and watched a water lily. And I got very scared. I thought, what if one day I become alone like that water lily? I got up and quickly left the lagoon. I left the water lily alone.
You left it alone because you wanted to run away from loneliness. But it's useless, Doctor. Loneliness is the shadow of our soul. If we could live without a soul, maybe we could escape from loneliness then and only then.
Loneliness is pain. And there's no pain that doesn't have a cure. Besides death. But for now, we're alive.
Being drowned in a pool of misery, you call that living?
Drowning in a pool of misery isn't a problem. But not trying to get out of it is a problem.
Yes. On the phone, you said you wanted to see me.
I have my court date this week. I expect you to finish the case that you started.
Oh, man, Doctor, didn't you know? I can't practice law anymore. My license has expired.
Anyhow, I consider you to be my attorney. I fully expect you to finish what you started.
Thanks a lot. Then I'll give your case to one of my friends. She's a good attorney. And I'll help her myself. Will you be happy that way?
Not happy. But I'll accept it.
Very well. If you don't need anything else, well, with your permission, I'll be going.
Well, please sit down for a few minutes. There's an important matter I have to discuss with you.
Sure. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk to you about something that I've been thinking about for some time. I'm not sure if it's right to say it, but I don't want this doubt to cause me not to say it and regret it for the rest of my life. You understand, right?
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you mean.
Very well. I'll say it clearly and straightforward. After my wife's death, I stayed at home and cut off from the world. From fear of loneliness, I took shelter with my children. But they were caught up in their own lives, and I was drowned in memories from the past. They gathered around me and insisted that I should get remarried. I told them that after the death of their mother, it's very difficult for me to think about another woman. Look, in reality, maybe for a man my age, it's not right to talk about love and affection. But I've got enough experience to know that this is from the heart and not a fleeting emotion.
Congratulations. So then you plan on getting married?
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. That way you won't be alone anymore. So who's this lucky woman?
You. I've promised you to my heart. Please don't make me break my promise. I know there's a big age gap between us, but somehow we do have a lot in common with each other. We can understand each other. Argavan, I want you to marry me. If you're with me, I will make you very happy. Look, I know choosing me is a big risk, but if you agree to be beside me, I'll do something for you to reach all your dreams.
I really don't know what to say, Doc.
Look, you don't need to answer me quickly. You can think about it for as long as you like. But if for whatever reason you can't or don't want to, nothing will change between us.
Excuse me. I have to go. Goodbye.
Hold on. Please wait. These flowers are for you.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوس‌هایی که دامنگیر میشه. میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته. حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش.